Hello.
Andres,
Hey, well, something went wrong here.
how are you?
How are you? Yes,
Good,
I
good.
was waiting here in the call on the last actually 10 minutes. I connected at 5:59, but I was only listening to music and it says that the host was not connected.
Yeah, well, I don't know because, I've been on here with Amanda and
Yeah, she told me.
maybe there's a you missed it by a digit or something. I'm not sure. Why don't you
Okay, don't worry.
yeah,
I
we'll
will email
try.
Lori anyway for her to know that there's, and I double check, I called twice, and the two times they went on that queue that it was on music.
All right, so
But anyway, let's start.
let me give you my cell phone. It's and I'll
I
take
have it.
your cell phone. You have it.
Okay.
Okay, you have my cell phone.
No,
Okay,
no.
good.
I have a phone number here. I don't have your cell phone. Let's get this
Yeah,
done, please.
it's 317
Okay.
418
Okay.
8624. That's 8624.
Okay. And mine is 787.
Okay, hang on 1 sec. Okay, 787.
428 4489.
89, yeah, and if I'm not on within 3 minutes, call myself.
Okay,
And that
perfect.
way we can be sure that you don't have to sit there. Because I
Exactly.
don't know. I often don't know what to do unless I have your cell phone, then I can call you. All right, well, good. Let's just review, if we could, for a minute, and then we'll do what's on your mind. My notes from the first two sessions said that your goals were more time for your MBA. You wanted to study by 7. You wanted to get a more disciplined practice, a more standard practice. You wanted to go from 50% in trailers to 75%. You wanted to create a team in the next 12 months. You wanted to focus on Guatemala, and you needed to create a brand. Is there anything else that I missed?
Yes, I sent you an email on Sunday the 3rd.
Okay.
I sent you an email with an attachment that it was the work for the 3rd week,
Oh,
that
great.
it was the. Did you receive that email?
No, but I appreciate I'll find it.
It was at 10 o'clock at night. On Sunday the 3rd, 10:08.
Okay. Go back.
I send it to the email that I have. It's rdnap at supernova consulting group.
.com, right? December 3rd. Let me look.
If you want, I can forward you.
Yeah, let me just peek here. I've got two different emails. That's my problem. Sometimes it doesn't come through. The third. Let's go back to the third. Twelve three. Fortunately, there aren't many on 12-3. Only one. And here it is. Miracle. Okay. Okay, let's see.
And I was surprised because I didn't get any answer, but I didn't know how it was your procedure when I sent you information.
No, I'll respond to it. I just didn't see it. I don't know why. Sometimes, you know, you get so many emails, it's a problem, you know. So if you, maybe if, you know, I do better with text messages, you know. But this should work fine. Thank you. You've done your job.
Okay, don't worry. I will make a small review for,
yeah.
Because actually, the goals for last week, or for this week, I'm sorry, they were getting the minimum amount of assets that we are going to receive for our client, also trying to get the ideal client and the minimum client. On that, and also the other goal was getting the 20% of the clients know that we are going in this plan. I didn't do that. I didn't do the 20% because what I decided about the, and you're going to see the review there, I am focusing on, from the almost 80 households, keeping 59, and the other, the difference of around 20, 21 clients or households, I, right now, everything is going so far in this course that it's important for me to create a group or to be part of a group or to join a group in only a week. It's something, and it's like getting married in a week. It's impossible.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want you to do that.
And I talked to Nicolas last week, and I asked him to try to find FAAA that I could interview and try to get somebody on board to take care of that accounts, that 20 accounts that if you see on the on that tier number four, I'm sorry, in tier number five and six, it's from my list, it's like 20 million with 15 households. I could keep the other 59 trying to focus on in the next 24 months, have only 50 households. That's the goal. Get to 50. Why get to 50? It's because it's a manageable way. If you see on a schedule that I was creating the ideal day with 50 clients, I can manage that number, giving the service that I want and taking pressure from out of Amanda. And focusing on growing the clients.
Okay,
I
good.
Did tell two clients, and I will talk in this call like for the next 4 minutes, just to give you a brief resume of what I sent you. In that note, it says 3 million, but actually what I was conservative, but what I'm telling the client that the minimum if they want to start with us. Actually, one step before, we're not opening any account, not even if they bring 2 million, if they cannot grow. The idea is they can start with 1 million, but in 24 months, they have to be between 3 and 5 million.
Wow.
The idea is to bring, because I decided for the niche of clients that we need is executives, Latin American executives, actually, Latin American entrepreneurs, that's the first one, that they are over 50s, and in that we are going to go with them hand by hand on the next 10 years, growing their accounts and growing their business. And in any moment, if they sell their company, we're going to be ready. And with that, I don't many clients, especially in the countries that we want to focus, they are Central America and Chile. There's not a huge amount of people, but at least if we can get 3 or 4 a year of those, that's it. That's everything that we need.
Yeah.
And I will be taking out from the clients, the existing clients, the one that cannot grow, focusing only in growing with these executives and entrepreneurs that they are on a good position right now. And also, this year, I want to focus on some family offices that they can be interested only in alternative investment. I don't want to talk about mutual funds, equity, nothing. The idea is go directly that they think about that on the alternative investment board. Everything else that they want to do, equities, mutual funds, or whatever, they can do it somewhere else or where they are doing it right now. But Morgan Stanley has a great offer on alternative investment. We have been working, Amanda, in the operational side, and alternative is really good. I am good at selling and offering and creating and explaining the alternative investment world. And actually, it has been a pretty big business for us in the last 3 years. And that way, we're going to focus there, facing that every client should be 5 million at least on the next 24 months. Also, I didn't tell the 20% of the clients because I'm not ready what to tell. And if you're going to see on the document that I sent you, I'm not ready what to explain. I don't have any idea. Actually, I'm going to offer service. I'm going to offer 15 minutes, 20 minutes a month. I'm going to 2 meetings, 4 reviews. All that sounds great. But I have not done it with them, with these clients, for the last 10 years. I want to do this. I know what each client of these 59 wants. Otherwise, I want to be offering on a slow motion this service. I want to first want to be ready, knowing that I can deliver what I will offer. I try with 2 clients, the new one, that's easy because they have not seen me in the last 10 years. And on the new ones, they receive it really well. Actually, I think that this your structure is great. I sit with one of those. Also, one more thing. I'm looking on that I didn't put in paper, black and white, because the number doesn't make sense. But this is what I'm looking. These people, these entrepreneurs, have to have at least a company that it's valued around 50 million. Because in that way, they can hold with us 10% of their equity, and that doesn't make them call me every day. They can understand that 10, 20, 30% of their assets, that is the 15 million, we can manage that, and they can manage their company.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Saying that,
good.
I told that the Supernova program that they are getting in to these 2 clients, 2 new clients, they have just sent the money, the wire in. They have already 1 million with us, and I told them that we need, if they are not going to be 5 million in the next 24 months, I will have to transfer them to a new FA. And they were really surprised about the structure. I told all the structure about Supernova, and they love it.
Good.
Actually, very good.
Great.
Wonderful. That's about it.
So you did a lot of homework. That's good. You're a good student. Let's see. You had some questions at the end. The stair step to the stars. The idea is that let's say this client did not want to, for some reason they just weren't able to come in with the necessary money, you could then reassign them to somebody that would take good care of them. And hopefully over time, especially in in Nicholas's office, they are going to have many FAs doing Supernova. So when you pass the client down to somebody else, they would not have a reduction in service. And so they would get the same star service that you're giving, but they would not have the same minimums. So let's say your minimum became a very hard 3 million. Somebody else might have a minimum of 2 million or 1 million. You'd pass them down to those people, and then they would pass theirs down to the person that had a minimum of, say, 500,000. And then maybe somebody with 250,000, theoretically. So it becomes like a stairs going up with, you know, hopefully you at the top. But everybody's delivering the same client experience. And so you never feel bad about reassigning a client because let's say down the road, let's say 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, you have 50 clients. Your minimum is a hard 5 million. You get a prospect in. You want to be able to take care of that prospect without seeming, you know, ungrateful. They get referred to you, and you hand them to the next guy down, and they're going to give great service. So everybody's kind of looking, working like a virtual team. You're not a team, but you act like a team. Everybody helps each other, and you're passing clients down, down, down. Or, you know, you get a new $20 million client in, and you have to reassign one of your, you know, $4 million clients. You can do that without feeling as though the person's not going to get good service. So that's the stair step to the stars. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you can share the business or you can just give it away. It's up to you. Supernova opportunities, I'm not sure what you mean there, but, you know, there's, I'd have to see that in context of where it came from.
Okay.
Creating your brand, you don't have a LinkedIn. I couldn't find it. Maybe you do, but do you have a LinkedIn account? No.
No, I don't have a LinkedIn. I don't have a web page. The only web page was uploaded by Morgan Stanley, not even for me. I have not done anything on that space.
Okay. Well, one of the things, you know, we talked about doing was hiring an intern. Have you thought about that?
Yes. I asked Nicolas to get a meeting starting early on the 15th of January. I think the person in charge of doing that is the Nicolas assistant. He didn't know how to do it, but I asked him that I want one for the clerical work that can be done by an intern. And we are going on that direction. Also, one more thing that I asked Nicolas was the intern and I don't know. And I get a meeting with on the second. I think it was going to be on the 20th of January from somebody that can help me upload the information in the Morgan Stanley platform about LinkedIn and with the webpage. I have to have it done. What I want to upload on the next month.
Okay. Well, my idea was that the intern would help you with that. But, you know, we can help you too. I mean, it's just I don't want you to take your kind of executive time to do intern work. I mean, it's somebody else can do that work for you. So let's just wait a little bit on doing that. Unless you want to push ahead, I can help you with it anytime you want.
What I want, bro,
Andres,
I want
excuse me?
I want, I'm sorry, Amanda?
Oh, that there is a contact in Morgan Stanley that they, have you met with him? Or I saw him the other
yes.
day. Okay.
Actually, it's Ari. I asked him the meeting for the next, for the second, it's going to be on the 20th of January. I will meet with him to upload the information. And what I want, Rob, if you can call me, is to create the story, have a strong story. When somebody gets on my webpage, the idea of you and me creating a nice story where everybody want to meet with this guy. When you read when I read your book, I read everything, the comments on the back end of the book. I read what you wrote about your family. I think it's important to create the story. I cannot give that to an intern. And the intern can upload everything, but the quality information I have to give to you.
I think it'd be fun for you to do that. Why don't you try writing out your story, just as if you were telling me your story about how you ended up at Morgan Stanley, and then we can pick from that and see if there's a human interest story there that your clients would value. I think it's a wonderful idea. And then they would, you know, it's just like when you read my story, you relate better to me. So I think it makes sense, especially, you know, you've got a unique story. Everybody does, but yours, I think, is probably more unique than most. And, I personally love to read it. And if it was on your webpage, I'd love to read it. Yeah. So I think that's a great way to do it. Everybody wants to tell everybody how brilliant they are and what they know. I'd rather hear about you and your family and you know, how you got to where you are at Morgan Stanley now. I mean, you know, maybe so try doing that just like you did your homework here. This is wonderful, by the way. It makes my life so much better when I can read what you're thinking here. So yeah, that's a good start. they can do, you know, I do my own LinkedIn page. I just take a few minutes and work on it, you know, every other day kind of thing. Just I post things and write things, and you have your Morgan Stanley provides you with articles and such that you can put on there and that are already pre-approved. So that becomes pretty effective, and then you can repost things that are other people have written. It just keeps your name up there. You want to have a series of pictures of you, of your team, you know, and then change them periodically. I tell my daughter, who's in business, to change her picture every 2 months. And the reason is every time you do make a change to LinkedIn, notices go out that there's been a change. I probably have close to 3,000 people on LinkedIn, and so I get, you know, comments from, frankly, all over the world, which is really kind of fun and interesting. And sometimes when I post something, you know, I'll have 5,000, 6,000 people read it. Even though I'm not linked to them, it goes out into the LinkedIn world, and people that are second connections and third connections see what I write. So, you know, you have an impact. And it's also, you know, when somebody sells, when you see in the paper or you read your local, you know, Guatemala newspaper, you see that somebody is selling a business, you can go on there on LinkedIn and see if they're connected to anybody that you might know. And that way you can call that person and say, hey, you're friends with John, you know, with Armando, who just sold his business. And I wonder if you would mind giving me an introduction. So it has a lot of opportunities. The most, you know, I work with some teams that are use it every day to connect to me.
I want to add there something, Rob, for you to have in mind.
Yes.
LinkedIn there's a reason why I do not have LinkedIn or web page and all that. I do, my business is absolutely international. And a couple of years ago, it was so secret, all this business, that I used to work for Citigroup. And there in the document, it says CIT, but it's Citigroup. We could not say that we were financial advisors anywhere. And the reason why, because in the entrance of the, it was when we fly to this country, and somebody knows that we are a financial advisor, they understand that if we are meeting somebody, we're talking about money. That was the reason why Citi didn't allow all this advertising in the web. But actually, times have changed a lot. And right now, if you are not on the web, you are nowhere. The first thing that everybody do, they Google you.
Yeah, right.
That's why I'm saying this, for you to have the idea when I send you, I have to sell my story, saying that I'm brilliant and all that, without saying. Saying that I manage money, without saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think if you tell your story, you know, your personal story, people can relate to it. I think that's a nice idea.
Okay. I will work on that. It's not easy for me. It's not easy to do that for me. I have been thinking about that a long time. But I will sit with a pen and paper, and I will try to do what I have avoided a long time.
Okay, good. It's a fun thing to do. Sometimes, you know, if you just dictate it too, that's what I do.
That's right.
What I do, you know, this call is recorded, so you can set up your own. Seriously, you can set up your own telephone number and actually call into it and record it and then have somebody transcribe it. So it's pretty convenient.
Actually,
so it's freeconferencecalling.com, you know.
Thank you for that. But just to let you know, the technology has advanced so much that right now there's an app in your phone that you can talk to the app and you get a text out of what you just said.
That's neat.
I found it 2 weeks ago.
Really? Yeah. So just do that.
Yeah.
Just tell your story. And then you have something in writing that you can do very quickly, and then you can edit it from that point on.
Okay.
So that's great.
Have you seen on any face that you have worked with, have you seen a really good story? Do you remember a person that you said, I like the way that he expressed his story?
Yeah. Ken Shapiro and Tom Lavaccaro are with UBS in New York City. And their story is a good story. They're very specialized like you. They specialize in entrepreneurs. And they're prominent in my new book. I just finished editing the final, not my final, but my last version of the book. And they're pretty prominent in the book for a lot of reasons. I mean, when I first started coaching them, they were private client FAs, you know, doing pretty well, and they loved Supernova. And now they're private bankers, private wealth managers. You know, they've tripled their business, I think, and, you know, brought in almost $200 million bringing about $100 million a year. So they are very aggressive and very successful with entrepreneurs, very much like what you're talking about. And they tell a really nice story. They were both in private equity business, and they decided to come into this business separately, and then they found each other, joined up, and now they help entrepreneurs that are going to sell their businesses to do that. And they're very specialized in that, and they're very good, and they have a really interesting story. So, yeah, you can get on Ken Shapiro with UBS. So just Google him and read his story. Look at his website. I just know his story is great. I'm not sure how – I can't tell you that today I've looked at his website and it's fabulous. I haven't for a while. But I think it probably is pretty good. He's very diligent. I'll look at it after we get off. But he's very diligent about, you know, attention to detail in everything he does. So they're terrific guys. They've been very open and sharing with everything they do. You know, they've been shared everything. I've coached them a couple of times.
How to write his name? Or can you send it by email?
Sure, yeah, Ken Shapiro, just like it sounds. S-H-A.
Okay, Ken, ask Kenneth.
Ken, K-E-N Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O.
Perfect, I found it. I was putting Ben as Benjamin.
Yeah, no, sorry, Ken. Yeah. Is it a pretty good site? I would think it's probably a pretty good site.
Ken Shapiro.
And you said another one, Rob? Did you say another name?
His partner would come up. It's Tom Lavaccaro. But I think if you find Ken Shapiro, you're going to find Tom.
Okay, so partner, okay.
I'm seeing both. Lavaccaro.
Yeah. He's interesting. He's Portuguese. No, he married a Portuguese girl. He married a girl from Brazil who's Portuguese, so he speaks Portuguese. He's a very smart guy.
Okay, perfect. I will read about them. Here it says the bio and all that. Okay.
You know, most people don't have a very interesting story, you know. You know, it's not that. It's, you know, most people in the United States just grew up in the United States, went to college, and now went to work at, you know, at Citicorp or Merrill Lynch or UBS. And so it's not that interesting, you know. But your story would be much more interesting, and particularly for, you know, people that you're prospecting. They would be very interested in how did you get to the United States and how did you get here, and it's just kind of, I think it'd be a fun story to hear.
I will work on that. My problem is that the idea of perfection is never, we can never get, and the stories is not the story by itself. It's how you tell the story. Everybody can have exactly the same one, but if you tell it on a different way, you can catch the attention of everybody.
Right. But don't worry too much about that, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about being a great writer before you become a good writer.
Good advice.
Just become a writer first, then become a good writer, then become a great writer. That's from one that's written 3 books now, okay? You start out by being a writer. And the hardest thing is to trust that somebody will care enough to read it. You just have to do it. And you get better and better. I'm never going to be a great writer, but my content is so good that people are more interested in that than they are in how I say it. Okay? I can tell a good story. And that's what I do when I speak and when I try to do that when I write. It's hard. You've got to force yourself to go, did you tell a story or did you just tell them facts? So the idea is to make a point and then tell a story, make a point and tell a story. Because the story is what keeps, what gets it into a person's brain.
That is exactly what I want. You took the point.
Yeah.
We are going to be something else for this week. I was looking at the books. We're going to be out on vacations during Christmas and all that. And I'm thinking about choosing one of the books, Opening Closed Doors or The Power of Full Engagement, Play to Win, or Get More Referrals. Actually, Get More Referrals, I skip it. I know that you work very close with Bill Gates, but for now, I have to focus on what I have and create this machine, fix the motor that I have. Referrals, I can get. Play to Win from Larry Wilson. What is that?
It's wonderful. These are, you know how different people, you can name people in your life that changed your life, right? That really had a big impact on you, right? These two gentlemen, Larry Wilson, was one of those people. And Jim Lehrer, L-O-E-H-R, is one of the others, and that's why I include their books, because they represent the thoughts and ideas that had a huge impact on my life. So Larry wrote a book called Play to Win. And the point is, the major point of the book is this, is that when you play to win, and this is really important to teach your kids, when you play to win, the worst that's going to happen is that you learn and grow. There is no losing when you play to win. Okay? When you play not to lose, you don't enter the game, you're afraid. The best you're going to do is maybe, you know, is you'll live. But you won't live to your fullest. And so it's a great way of looking at life. And that's basically, and he talks, it's just a wonderful book. And he's written probably 10 other books. He's passed away. That's the reason I'm in Boca Grande, because of Larry Wilson. He was my mentor and my friend, and I came to Boca Grande to visit him, and I stayed. It's a fun story. I'll tell it sometime. But anyway, the other one is Jim Lehrer, and I did the same thing. I listened to him. He gave a speech at a meeting. I was so enamored with the speech. I met him. I hired him. He trained my people for 10 years or more. Same with Larry. And then I stayed friends with him.
Okay. And what is that book about? The Power of Full Engagement?
The Power of Full Engagement is the concept of what would your life be like if you could be fully engaged when you are at work and at home? And what does fully engaged mean? You know, fully engaged means fully engaged. It means that you are concentrating 100% on what you're doing. You're not distracted. You're not. And that's so when I discovered that, the concept, there's things that help you to be fully engaged. And they are the proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet. If you have enough sleep, if you've exercised enough, and if you have the right diet, you have the capability of being fully engaged. Now, you eliminate the distractions, all the time wasters, the insidious thieves of time. Then you can perform at your peak performance. But in order to have peak performance, you have to have peak recovery. And that's the proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet. And the diet includes proper amount being properly hydrated, drinking enough water, eating the right food so that you can perform. So peak performance requires peak recovery. And so during the day, you want to have recovery periods. You can't just perform constantly. You must let the air out. And that's a brief, brisk walk around the building or outside, or take, you know, a good drink of water, eat a small snack, and then go back and hit it hard. So it's just like in tennis, you know, or in any sport, there's a recovery period between points. So it's wonderful. Interval training in terms of working out, and so I'm kind of an expert on that, and I've lived it my whole life, and it's provided me with the ability to perform at high peak performance at, you know, I'm 71, and most people, you know, can't believe I'm 71. And it, part of it is the fact that I keep myself physically fit, mentally tough, and emotionally satisfied, you know, emotionally stable. So it's been a wonderful journey with them, with Jim and with Larry, and they're both getting up there. Larry's unfortunately passed away, but Jim is now 78 and a wonderful guy.
Perfect.
So both of those books are fabulous. You know, those are the other books are more will give you business ideas. Those two books will change your life and make you a better dad, a better husband, much better at work. You'll have a better perspective at work.
Perfect. I will buy that books. And opening closed doors, that is more techniques.
Yeah, more techniques. It's more about how do you become known and trusted in your community. Richard Wileman, who happened to also live on Boca Grande, he was, and I used him in a lot of the Supernova. He taught acquisition, how to acquire. I've learned a lot from him in terms of how do you build your business. And he's a great speaker has great words. He's taught me to be a good linguist, you know, to use the right words when you're to put into your acquisition strategies. Okay. We'll get to that, you know. We'll get to how do you use the right words, etc. But part of Jim Lehrer's process fits perfectly with what I teach, because I teach process. He teaches process, you know, focusing on what's important versus what's not important, you know, using your time wisely and ritualizing everything that you do. Your workouts become ritualized. Your eating habits become ritualized. Your sleeping pattern becomes ritualized. So you go to bed at the same time every night. You get up at the same time every day, regardless of weekends or whatever. And the same thing is when you come to work, you should have your ritual. You know, your calls begin at the same time, they end at the same time. You know what you're doing. So it isn't painful for you. You know, the less change you have in your day, the easier it is to manage everything. There's plenty of change that hits you. You know, one minute life is going along fine, the next minute Times Square has a bomb go off, right? We don't know. Maybe it's a little bomb, maybe it was ridiculous, but it could have been something big, and that could have changed a lot of things. Well, that's the stuff we were paid to handle. But we want to have the rest of our life ritualized and structured so that we're prepared and watching out. It's like a pilot of a 747. Everything is ritualized, pre-flight checklist. Everything is checklist, 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 organized, structured. When something goes wrong, he's ready. He's not distracted by, you know, did I remember to pack my lunch, you know? So he's, you know, he's structured. You want to be structured. The more structured you are, the better.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
I actually agree with you. I agree and I like it. In honor for the last minutes that we have, are you okay with what I said about creating this, the two type of, I know that you don't like the two type of clients, but in this moment, I need it until I find somebody that
I
can add.
I don't want to, yeah, I want to, Yeah, I want to reduce your stress. I don't want you stressing out because, you know, you don't think this, you know, what you're doing fits with Supernova. It's fine. You don't have that many clients. If you had 400 clients, I'd say we got a real problem, but you don't, okay? So we're okay. We can, you know, everybody can handle what you can handle what you've got. We're going to get there, okay? And just as long as those clients aren't a distraction, we'll get there and everything will be fine. So don't worry. There's so much to learn and there's so much to do. I don't want those things getting in the way of your thinking, okay? So you can just kind of put that aside for a little bit. And
perfect.
Like I said, if you had 400 clients, we'd have to deal with it that now, but we don't. So we'll deal with it a little later. That's fine.
Sounds great, Bob. Just to let me know, next week we have it's our last call for the year. Then everybody goes on vacations, on the families and all that. Amanda will not be able to assist next week. She's taking some tests and exams on Tuesday, and she will be studying on Monday. Do you recommend to move the call for next year?
No, I think we're fine. You know, she can read the – watch the video, look at the workbook. We're fine. As long as you and I talk, that's – I mean, she can catch up. That's fine. I'd rather stay on track okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to need
– Are you going to send me an email with the homework for this week or something?
Yes. Laura does that. It's in the back of the workbook. You have your workbook, right? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we really didn't get a chance to talk about the five-star model. I want you to read about it and, you know, figure out if you have questions on it, watch the video, and that should teach it to you. But unfortunately we start a little late and we're a little up against time right now because I got another call coming up here. But so read about it. It's more important for teams that have five people on them, five FAs and that sort of thing, because they're always a mess in terms of who's doing what. You're sort of doing everything, so it's not as big a deal, but it helps you to break down roles and responsibilities on the team. And so it helps you to break down your role, you know, when you put on different hats. One time you're the leader, one time you're the, you know, you're the planner, the next, you know, another time you're the acquisition guy. So it helps you to understand roles and responsibilities. It'll be the backbone of our financial plan. So you really have to understand it. So take a few minutes and read it and watch the video, and then we'll talk about it next week. It's pretty straightforward, but there's a lot to it. There's a ton of content inside it. So much. The problem is there's so much here that, you know, we'll go back and catch up on things we miss. Don't worry. I mean, you'll never miss anything completely. We'll go back and pick up things when we get into the monthly calls after we get done with the 12 weeks. So if anything you missed or anything you have questions about, we go back and pick up those and re-explain it. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks for doing your homework. Appreciate it.
Come on,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.